From the ELW, hymn number 840, we pray. Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom this world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. Amen. How fitting are these lyrics for a morning such as this last day of November 2025. Here we are, physically or from a distance. We're worshiping in this beloved sanctuary. We're supporting each other. And we're reaching out in service to share Christ's love with our neighbors. Can you hear the beat of our hands and our hearts and our voices? Pum, pum, pum. We arrive to this first Sunday of Advent, hearing the tender story from Luke about life-changing baby news for Elizabeth and Zechariah. It seems there can't be a better way to begin this season of awe and wonder that is Advent, than with a God-given gift, a miracle foretold to an aged couple with no children. So did you catch in verses 12 and 13, those are the last two we heard, did you catch those verses that bring to life our Advent theme? As Zechariah was tending to his priestly duties at the altar in his sanctuary, an angel of the Lord showed up and stood really near to him. Seasoned Zechariah wasn't just a little scared, he was terrified. And I was thinking, if Zechariah was terrified and afraid, might the angel's appearance scare us a little bit too? So seeing that faithful servant, Zechariah was full of fear. The angel, as soft as a lullaby, said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your dear wife will have a son who will grow up to be a great and strong man." Humbled, Zechariah was moved to his core. He would be a father, and with his partner Elizabeth, their legacy would flourish. Although much joy would bless this couple who were getting on in age, in years, we remember others. We remember others in this present day whose opportunities to experience a long life filled with laughter and love have been cut short. Consider this week's heart-wrenching news. 20-year-old National Guard member Sarah Beckstrom died. Having diligently followed orders to stand post in D.C.'s city streets, the same city streets that locals and tourists wander daily, the same city streets adorned with cherry blossoms in the springtime and blanketed with snow in the winter, the same city streets where nearby rest rows and rows of saints, soldiers like Sarah, the brave young woman and her fellow guardsman, Andrew Wolf, who, as of I knew last, still fights for his life. They were targeted. Some of the news said they were actually ambushed, all the while carrying out their vocation, using their gifts that God has given to serve our country. Sarah's bright future was on the horizon, so many adventures ahead, but with death, her hopes and dreams on earth were silenced forever. A grieving parent's arms now never to hold their daughter again. Sarah Beckstrom will not grow old like Elizabeth, for her life was taken. In this current culture of fear and division, or however you choose to describe it, another of God's precious children has fallen victim. So this leaves us. This leaves us, you and me and others, who are Christ's disciples, to respond amid the chaos and the violence and the pain. How will we prayerfully finish out another year of protecting the vulnerable and soothing the suffering people who cry out, Lord, make us whole? It seems Advent holds the answer. It's the season where our deepest human fears meet God's grandest forgiveness. The risen Lord, who once faced the unbearable shadow of the cross, continues to model for us his Christ-centered, awesome way forward. If only we would follow together the glowing light of hope that the Holy Spirit has placed in our hearts, in our hands, and in our voices. The time is now to heed our baptismal calling, to act out of love rather than fear. We pray again, Lord of snow and sun, have mercy on us, your wayward people. Even when our worries pile up, teach us to care for versus tear apart. We ask you for your safekeeping of our neighbors. May we grow in wisdom each glorious waking day, as did Zechariah and Elizabeth. Amen. After pondering the good news from Luke's gospel today, we march forward wearing the uniform of faith. We lament in our hearts, we serve with our hands, with our voices we shout out for justice, for hate and division to end, and then we start all over again. Back to our Advent theme at Spirit of Joy, it's on a profoundly personal yet public question. What do you fear? Remember, no matter what our answer, each of us will have an answer. The Great Shepherd walks beside us, this big old unruly flock that we are a part of. God placed Zechariah and Elizabeth front and center as our Lord's faithful yet fearful servants. In their example and that of young National Guard specialist Sarah Beckstrom, the Spirit, my friends, continues to breathe new life into each of us. No need to fear. Hope in the flesh will soon appear. His name shall be Jesus.